Okay, we're in Perek Vav and Hilchos Nezirus. In the last Perek, the Rambam had discussed the particular violations or particular things that are usher for Nazir to do: tamei meis, drinking wine, and cutting your hair. Now the Rambam is going to get into a little bit about some of the particular scenarios of when a Nazir violates any of these prohibitions, what it does to the status of him still being a Nazir. So Lacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Nazir sheshasa yayin v'achal yotze min hagefen afilu yomim rabim. So if a Nazir drinks wine or eats, let's say, grapes, okay, for many days, say 14 days, eino soser miyimei niziruso afilu yom echad. That's what makes wine different than the other two isurim, that it doesn't stop the counting of the Nazir days. So he would still continue on finishing up his 30 days. Let's say he cut a small part of his hair, also that would not invalidate the entire Nazirus. But basically, if he cuts most of his hair off, it doesn't matter how much of the hair is left, if it's from the root or not. The point is, most of it's gone. Okay. I feel bonus, even if, let's say, a robbers came along and compelled him to cut his hair. Right, so what it does is that it invalidates 30 days ad she'elo para, until basically his hair grows back, and then v'achach maskalinos. And after that 30-day period of time, he'd go ahead and start counting the remaining days. So what that would do is it would produce a hefsek. If they cut most of his hair, he would stop. He would stop counting. Then he would go ahead and wait 30 days for his hair to grow back, and then finish off in the zero. So an halacha base is going to explain how this works. Ketzad. Nadar Nazirus Mea Yom. Let's say he became a Nazir for 100 days. Lachar Eser Yom, after 20 days, Niskaleach Rav Rosho, so most of his hair is cut. Harezer Shoah Shloshim Yom, now he has to wait 30 days, Achir Besar Rosho, until most of his hair grows back in. Lachar Shloshim Yom, after those 30 days, Monish Monim Yom, then again, he already done 20 days in Nazirus. He stops, waits 30 days, and then goes back again to count 80 days, Tishlom Yumei Nazirus, until he finishes the days of his Nazirus. The Chol Osan HaShloshim Yom, and in those 30 days where he's waiting for his hair to grow back, called Dikduke Nazirus Alav, right? Elosh Ein Olam Min Aminim. This is the hard part. He functions as if he's a Nazir for those 30 days, right? Even though they don't count towards his overall 100 days of Nazirus. Lacha Gimel. Nazir Shenitma. Okay, now so far we dealt with drinking wine and cutting hair. What about Tumah? Nazir shenitma beimazana beimishkaga v'afilu tamuhu akum ba'onas sosar kol. Now that's what makes tumah different. If the nazir touches a dead body, whether it's purposely or not, even if he's forced to, it undermines the entire nazirus. And what happens? Umigaleach tiglachas tumah. So what does he do? He has something called he cuts his hair, which is required when you're in a state of being tamei, and then maybe korbanos tumah. And he brings a korbanos you're chayav to bring when you're tamei. And then umasal lindos yimei nazirus, and then you start counting the nazirus all over again. Shenemar ba'imim harishanim yiplu. V'afil nitve b'yom milei yimei nizro, milos yimei nizro, even if he becomes tamei on the day he's supposed to complete his nazirus, v'sof yom, even right before shkia, sosar akol. Ultimately, it undermines the entire nazirus, and after becoming tahor, he has to start all over again. Lachadal. Now nitzma achar yom, what do you call it? Yom milos. Now let's say he became tamei after he completed the Nazirus, Shehu Yom Havas Korbanos Tahara, that's the day where you bring your Korban, okay? So remember, after you finish your Nazirus, the day after, that's when you go ahead and bring a Korban. Ilo Nitma, right? Soser Shloshim Yom Havad. Okay, what do you call it? Since he, became Tameh in a state of Tahar, right? It only gets rid of 30 days. The Ketid Yaseh, so what does he do? Maybe Korbanos Tumah. So he brings the Korban that you bring if you're Tameh. Kishi Yitzar becomes tar. Umigaleach tiglachas tumah, and he cuts his hair, what you're chayav to do when you're tamei. Umasal lindos nazirus shloshim yom, and then you count the 30 again. Umigaleach tiglachas tahara, and then you do the cutting of the hair that you're required to do when you're tahor. Umaybe korbanos tahara. We're going to get to this soon, what that is. And then you bring the korbanos of as a tahor nazir. Then nitzma achar shenizra galav echam in adamim. And let's say he became tamei after one of the throwing of the blood and the korban is done. Eino soser klum, that doesn't do anything, meaning he's done. Ela yavi shar korban is tahara shalo kishiyitar. And all he has to do is he has to finish, since now he's Tameh, he can't finish up bringing the Karbanos. So once he's Torah again, he finishes up bringing the Karbanos he was chayv to bring as a Nazir. Let's say he became Tameh when the day when he's supposed to allow his hair to grow, or let's say he cut his hair after he finished his Naziris. At that point he's done and doesn't undermine anything, becomes Tameh. Even if he didn't actually cut his hair, because basically he completed the Naziris and everything that goes along with it. Allah above. Now, Nitva biyom shenadar. Let's say he became Tameh on the day he made the Neder to become a Nazir. Obisheni, on the second day. And this is very unique. Eino soser. It actually does not undermine the Naziris. So if it was on day 15, he's done. But if it's the first or second day, he doesn't do it. And Masha Malam, Acha Shiyavri Korbano. Rather, what does he do? He finishes off the Naziris days, of course, after he brings a Korban when he's being Tameh. Because it says Bahayamim Harishonim, those first days, it means he had those first 2 days. That's why if he became Tame from the third day of his Aziris and on, that's Sosar all the previous days. Okay, Allah Zayin. Nadar bin Nazir. Okay, let's say a person becomes a Nazir, but who Tame Mace, Khalal of Nazirus. Okay. So let's say when he makes the neder to become a nazir, he's already tameh, okay? The naziris applies to him. Then nitma pamacheres, let's say he becomes tameh again, o shasayayin, o gilach loke. And all the isurim of naziris apply to the point where if he violates any of them, he gets makas. Then shah betumaso kamayamim, let's say he remains tameh for many days, ain o lo, it doesn't count towards the naziris, achi yazesh lishu shvi. So we'll get to this way later when it comes in Hilchos Atuma. But basically what has to happen is he has to have water sprinkled on him for the Paraduma on the third and the seventh day. Then he goes to the mikvah the seventh day, Yom Shvi Shalom, and on that seventh day, Olo Min Naziris Lezesh Nadar. That seventh day, where he goes, Tfila does count towards his Naziris, the Hutamet. Aval Nazir Tar Shenitma. However, if the guy was Tar when he became a Nazir, and then he becomes Tameh, Eno Maslendo Salam Yom Shvi Nibala. He wouldn't start counting again until the eighth day. Okay, so again, by the case of the guy who was already Tameh when he made the Neder become a Nazir, the Shvi of his Tumah counts towards his Nazirus, but by a Nazir Tar becomes Tameh, he has to complete the seven days, and only after that, by the eighth day, can he start counting against the remaining Nazirus. Allah Chakas, Misha Nadar, let's say someone decides to become a Nazir, and he's in a cemetery, okay, which means automatically he's Tameh. Chala, the Nazirus Chala, the Nazirus applies. Right? Even if he, let's say, hangs out in the cemetery for many days, in olam lo, doesn't count against the Naziris, but lokal shiyasa sham, and he actually gets makos for staying in the cemetery. Then history bo shalo yazer sham, let's say he's warned by Edom, don't become a Nazir, okay, in this situation, eno megaleach saro kashiyetsi misham, he wouldn't cut his hair when he left. Then nitva sham a basic varos, but achas mina tumos, another megaleach alayhem. But let's say while he's in the basic varos, because there's different levels of tumah, he becomes tameh in a way that would require the nazir to shave. Ainu megaleach, he wouldn't megaleach. Ainu maybe a korban tumah. He doesn't bring a korban tumah either. Alachates nichnas l'sham b'shida teva u'migdal. And let's say he goes into the cemetery. Let's say in a casket. Ubachavero, and then what do you call it? A friend comes along. Uparalav es amaziva. And he opens up the cabinet or the casket. The nitzma. Now the nazir becomes nitzma, becomes tameh. Afi shasham. Even though he waited there, then he wouldn't get makas in that situation. About makas so makas mardos him shah. But he would get rabbinical makas if he waited while he was still inside the casket. Now yatsa basic varos. Let's say the nazir leaves the cemetery. V'shah yamim, and he waits a few days outside the cemetery. V'chazar v'nichnas. Then he goes back in. Enos and yamim olam lo. Those days that he remained outside the cemetery are not counted towards the Naziris. Yatsa, let's say he leaves the hizah, and then he gets the paraduma water sprinkled on him, the tabla, and he goes to the mikvah, the tahar becomes tahar, umana yamim in the ziruso, and then he starts counting again back in the Naziris. The chazal basic varos, osan yamim, shamana olno. And he decides to go back to the cemetery again, then the days that he counted up to that point count towards the Naziris. Even if you went in on the eighth day, the seventh day would still count towards his counting of the zeros. the nitma sham, let's say, became tame there, achas nichnas, achas min atumah shenazir mikalechalim, and becomes tame by when he goes back to the basic varus by something by a tuma that normally nazir would cut his hair for, maybe karmat tuma. He brings a karmat tuma, but so sa yamim komim, and it gets rid of the previous days they counted, umigaleach tiglachas tuma, and therefore he has to cut his hair for someone who's in a state of being tame. Now the Rambam is going to explain what is this tiglachas tuma. So tiglachas tuma in halchid alf ketzadhi. So what is that? Hanazir shenitma ba'achas min atuma shehu migalechalim. So anytime a nazir becomes tame in any one of the tumas that require him to go ahead and shave his hair for it, hareza maze olav b'shishishvi. So he gets paraduma water sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day. Umigalech sar rosho b'shvi, and he cuts his hair on the seventh day. V'tovo b'shvi, and he goes to the mikvah then. Achar ha'hazaya, after the sprinkling of the water from the paraduma, kider kol tumei meis. This is what every tumei meis does. Umarev shimsho. So what it called? So he waits until sunset, maybe korban asa b'shmini, and then he brings his korban on the eighth day. Then the hein shtei torim v'shtei b'niyona. Those are either basically two birds, two doves. Echad olav, echad achatas. One is for an ola, and one is for a sin offering. The keves ben shnaso l'asham, and then as the asham, the quote unquote guilt offering, he brings a lamb. The sosa kol yam kol mum, and it gets rid of, it undermines all the previous days of counting of the zeros. Umaskal limnos the ziruso, and he starts to count his zeros again. V'im gilach b'shmini, but if he cut his hair on the eighth day, maybe korbanos l'bayom, he would bring his korban on that day. Okay, halachi beis me'emosai maskal limnos mishiyavi chatasa. Right, so when does he start counting again towards his zeros? When he brings his korban chatas about olas of ashamo, but insofar as the ola and the asham, im achvanos som limnos, they do not stop him from counting. Okay, halacha yud gimel. Harei shehiza b'shlishi b'shvi. Let's say the nazir who became tame has the paraduma water sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day, lo tava, and he doesn't go to the mikvah. But it's acher kama yamim, and he waits a few days. Kishi yitzvol yarev shimshov yavi kumra sol davachar. So what does he do? He waits a few days, and he has to go to the mikvah, and then the day after he brings the korbanos. Tava v'harev shimshov. Let's say he went to the mikvah, and then the sunset happened. But then he pushed off bringing his korban. The Rambam said before, he cannot start counting against the zeros until he brings the korban chatas. But the ola and the asham don't stop him from counting towards his zeros. Now, when the nazir does cut his hair because he's in a state of being tame, he doesn't have to go ahead and shave his hair at the front of the base of mikdash. He doesn't have to throw his hair onto the mizbeach. Uvein shegalach b'medina or b'mikdash. It doesn't matter if he cut his hair outside or inside the Beit Hamikdash. Se'aro aser b'hana. It is prohibited, excuse me, to gain benefit from his hair. V'ton gvura, and he must bury that hair. V'eifero aser, and the ashes of it are aser, k'eifer kol nigvaram, like anything else is buried. The megaleach b'mikdash, but let's say he cut his hair inside the Beit Hamikdash. Im l'shlichan tachas Do the asham yatsa, but if he threw the hair underneath the pot that's cooking the asham, that would be permitted. Nazir shenitma tumos harbe. Let's say nazir becomes tame and through many different. Let's say he touches dead body over and over again. Bein shehisrbo al kol achas v'achas ubein shelo hisrbo al kol achas v'achas. It doesn't matter whether he was warned for each time he touched a dead body or not. He's only chayav to bring one korban being tameh. Right, it's only if he became tameh the second time. Prior to bringing the korban to his chayav to, even if he waited a few days after becoming tar before he brings his korban chatas, the nitma ba'osan yamim and becomes tameh in those days. He still only bring one korban. Aval im nitma v'tahar. But let's say he became tame and then became tar, v'hevi chataso, and he burned the korban chatas, and then again, v'nitva pam shnia, acha shehevi chataso, so he becomes tame a second time after bringing this korban, afi shadayin lo evi asham ol, so even though he hadn't brought his asham and ola yet, doesn't matter, chayev b'korbanos acheros, he's chayev in a new round of korbanos tuma. Alacha tezayin, nazir shigalach tiglachas tahara, okay, and let's say a nazir, we haven't get to what this is specifically yet, but he cuts his hair in a state of being tar after he completes his zeros. But he finds out that during the time that he was a Nazir, surprise, you were Tameh all along. In betuma yidua nitzma, so circle. If it's with a tuma that he can identify, it's so to the entire Naziris. Maybe a korbanos tuma, he brings a korban tuma, magleach tiklachas tuma, umona Naziris acheres, so he counts a new Naziris, maybe korbanos tahara. Then betumos hatom, let's say it's what it called, let's say it's a tuma that comes from quote unquote tahom, which means the deepest part of the ground. We'll get to that when we get to tuma. Eno sosa, it doesn't sosa the Naziris. But there is Allah Pia Kabbalah. And all this is basically Torah Shabbat. Allah Yitzhak. V'im ad shlo nizrak alav echa min adamim. No dashu tameh. Now let's say it's only until the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeath he finds out that he's tameh. V'im etum yidua, v'im etum asatom. Doesn't matter what the source of tumah is. So it's a call. It undermines the entire previous counting of Naziris. No dolo acha shnizrak echa min adamim. But let's say he finds out after the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeath. Afi shlo gilach, even if he hasn't cut his hair. All the tumah she'ni yadua he ain't no soser. Since it was an unknown tumah, it doesn't soser the naziris. Okay, Allah Yechanes. Now, what is tumas tahom? Ezohi tumas tahom. Kol she'in al demakira filu b'sof olam. So basically, it's a dead body that no one, okay, even someone at the end of the world, so to speak, would know about. V'lo amru tumas tahom el meisavat. So tumas tahom only applies to a dead body of a harug, but if someone was killed, a lo, right? Not shari yodea bo se shahargo, because we know he definitely was murdered. So if it was murder, that wouldn't be a tumas tahom. Lachi test. Now nimsa hames gully. Let's say you find a dead body open, ain't it tumas tahom? That's not considered tumas tahom. Nimsa mushka bekarkos ma'ara. Right? Let's say the corpse is found sunk in the earth, in the ground, by a cave. And there's water on top of it. I raise it tumas tahom. Should you do it? That is tumas tahom. Hayatama b'teven or b'tzoros. Let's say it is discovered. Let's say buried in lots of different straw. I raise it tumas tahom. B'mayim ba'afelo u'nikike hasloim. Let's say you discover the dead body in the water, and let's say the areas protrusions of the rocks in a tumas tahom. That's not considered tumas tahom. La'chachafel and dafir. Nazir shenitma b'meis. Let's say Nazir touches a dead body, v'yorad v'tovel v'ma'ara, and he goes down and does what it called, and he's tovel. He goes to the mikvah inside a cave, a cistern, v'avi korban tuma, and he brings a korban tuma, and then umana naziros. He counts the zeros, v'gilach tiglachas tor. Right, does everything he's supposed to do, cuts his hair normally. V'acharach noda shemeisaya mushka b'karkos. But it turns out he finds out that there was a dead body inside that cave, ha'ma'ara, kishyar l'tzbol. So there was a dead body in that mikvah all along. Even though there's a tzmeya that basically was outside of his ability to know, it still undermines in his ears. Why? Right? Because he is a chazaka being a tameh. And you always stay in the status of being a tameh until you know for sure you're tar. Yara lahaker. Let's say the nazir went down into the water to cool himself off. So we know for sure they touched a dead body. Let's say you found the corpse floating on top of the water. Then I raise it because it's tameh. Why is it a chazaka being tameh? Because we assume that the nazir touched a dead body that was floating on top of the water. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Parak Zion tomorrow.